It's Thursday, April 6th, 2006. You're moving at the speed of creativity with Wesley Fryer, narrowcasting from Lubbock, Texas. Hello, and welcome to a podcast that will be a little bit different. I actually got the idea from this from David Warlick, who actually shared an audio version of a blog post several weeks ago when he was responding to the international Skype cast that we had about the new story. And on that particular day, I did not have time to sit and read all of that blog post from David, but later in my car, I definitely had time to turn on my iPod and listen to what he had to say. So this is actually an audio version of a blog post that is called Embrace Disruptive Technology Use. A couple weeks ago at the CITE conference in Orlando, I had an opportunity to meet Dr. Mike Muir, a professor of educational technology at the University of Maine at Farmington. I attended the panel presentation on one-to-one laptop learning Mike facilitated, titled Lessons Learned from One-to-One Laptop Initiatives, Reflections on the Critical Components. This presentation is available both as a recorded podcast and as notes I took during the session. Mike has written some excellent blog posts lately about disruptive technologies and our need to embrace them as educators. In his post, Do Something Disruptive, from yesterday, Mike wrote the following in relation to the idea of using technology to informate or disrupt or transform education. And these are Mike's words with a little clarification here at the beginning after the word these. Each of these Type 1 technology use examples are more efficient ways of doing what teachers have done for a long time. But since we really aren't changing what teachers have done, we aren't changing education. They won't mean that we will reach more students than we have in the past, or that our schools will achieve anything they haven't done in the past. There's an old saying that if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten, even if you're doing it more efficiently. And that's the end of the first quotation from Mike. This is my response. I completely agree with Mike. Automating uses of technology, or type 1 uses, can make education more efficient, but cannot transform it. Mike specifically advocates classroom use of many of the same disruptive technologies I have discussed in recent conference presentations, including the vocabulary of 21st century learning, cultivating digital literacy through blogging and podcasting, and open the door, conversation, complexity, and messy assessment. In the same blog post, Mike wrote, other Type 2 examples of using technology in education include digital storytelling, or web quests, or using blogs, wikis, and podcasts to build community and literacy. These uses have been shown to get students excited about learning, to learn basic skills, to use and develop higher-order thinking skills, and to motivate hard-to-teach students. These tools have the ability to change education. Do we want to merely make education more efficient or transform it into something better? I listened to the podcast of Angus King talking to the Maine School Superintendent Association, thanks to Bob Sprankle's link, last night. Angus makes a persuasive case that schools need to change. I think many people would agree with him, especially after reading or being exposed to the ideas of Thomas Friedman in his book, The World is Flat. As Miguel Gulen has aptly asked, however, we should question if our school system is like Humpty Dumpty, fallen down, broken, and unable to be put back together again. I think the answer to this question, we can't put Humpty back together again, is yes, if we are merely trying to put education back together again as it has been constructed and conducted for the past 100 plus years, we're not going to be able to put those pieces back together. The information genie is out of the bottle. Pandora's box has been opened. It is not closing, no matter how much gatekeeper censorship schools want to attempt. And I'll add that there's a link there to a blog post that Miguel Gulen wrote yesterday relating to school districts blocking the word MySpace from any type of search that they might be doing on their district. And I'll include that as well as these other links in the podcast show notes for this session. Instead of trying to rebuild the old model, which is a factory paradigm based on content transmission followed by student regurgitation, we need to recreate the model. The German philosopher George William Friedrich Hegel is famous for writing about dialectics. We need a new synthesis of education, which can emerge from a dialectical exchange both in the blogosphere and in face-to-face life. As I stated previously, when we look at the big picture of education reform in the United States, it is easy to get discouraged and even depressed. But when we examine our individual roles in our own spheres, it can be easier to remain optimistic and engaged in this struggle for educational improvement. The message is very clear. Embrace disruptive technology use that can constructively promote the causes of literacy development and learning, and help others to do the same. Invite other teachers into the ongoing conversations in the blogosphere related to these issues. Don't just talk about technology. Talk about improving teaching, learning, and assessment. Talk about providing the education students want, deserve, and desperately need for success in the 21st century. Use Blogmeister or other free tools that permit your students to blog safely and you to moderate as well as facilitate their engagement with others in the blogosphere. Then talk about and champion the work of your own students who are blogging and podcasting. Follow the examples of innovative classroom teachers like Bob Sprankle and Mark Allness. Like Tony Vinson, share presentations with other teachers and talk enthusiastically about the outstanding work your students are doing, empowered through Level 2 disruptive or transformative technology uses, to join in a global conversation about issues that matter to them. Join your local Discovery Educator Network group and get involved, not just online, but also in face-to-face meetings with other teachers. We are and can continue to be our own staff development, professional development experts. The conversations we have here can continue to change our perceptions and thereby change our practices. And that changes the world, one conversation at a time. Embrace disruptive technologies.